Good morning. With us on a Tuesday morning is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, we have now plenty of opportunities in New York to gamble, and here's one more.
Yes, there's an app for that now. Buying a lottery ticket is about to become as easy as sending a text message. A new smartphone app called Jackpocket lets New Yorkers play New York lottery games without ever having to set foot in a corner convenience store. According to our story today by Matt Hamilton, the app is not officially sanctioned by the New York State Lottery, but they're watching it closely, and the whole gaming industry is trying to find ways to reach the millennials because they don't play this kind of game as much. Maybe having an app will do it. The company behind the app, which was released Monday, say it's the future of gaming. What they basically do is the user downloads the app, sets it up on their smartphone, connects it to their credit card or whatever other payment they have, and then when they pick a number, an employee of the gaming company will then purchase a lottery ticket using the numbers that the customer picked and then scan a copy of the ticket and mail it back or text it back to the person so they can see it on their smartphone. Right now, it's not costing anything extra, but you can be sure that if it takes off, the company will get a share of it. Everybody is watching it closely as the state tries to deal with online betting altogether. Some issues about online poker are coming up in the next session of the state legislature.
Salt and an interesting look at the discrepancy, the striking difference between what happens in developed lakes and undeveloped lakes in the Adirondacks.
Yes, during the last three decades, salt levels in Lake George have tripled, and the lake has 30 times more salt than the undeveloped lakes up in the more obscure areas of the Adirondacks. And road salt can vastly alter the sensitive ecosystem of lakes and makes it difficult for some plants and some fish to thrive. So to deal with that problem, authorities and officials and environmental groups got together Monday and talked about possible solutions. It's a big problem in the Adirondacks, and one of the possible answers would be using a better snowplow, one that would be more efficient and take more salt off the pavement, requiring less salt to keep the road safe. And they're going to be trying some of that in towns around Lake George this coming winter, hopefully reducing by 40% the amount of salt that washes off the road and into streams and eventually makes its way to the winter.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, you can go to timesunion.com. Mike, thank you, as always.
Thank you, David.